Hi, welcome to Indiana Weekend with John Strauss. This is a kind of radio magazine show about the interesting places and intriguing people in our part of the state. We get out of the studio and onto the road to find the kind of radio you don't hear so much anymore. Stories off the beaten path and usually away from the top headlines. We'd love to hear your thoughts about the show. Our email address, indianaweekend@gmail.com. I'm John Strauss. Thanks for tuning in today. You know, it's heartening sometimes when you remember how one person can make a difference. One place can make a difference. I was thinking about this the other day, driving in the 1100 block of West 10th Street, the Avondale neighborhood in Muncie. To put it politely, it's a neighborhood in need of a good coat of paint. According to the census, the average household income there is about $31,000, 25% below the Muncie average, only about half the state average. About a quarter of the people there live below the poverty level, much higher than the state average. But at Ross Park on West 10th Street, there is hope. The Ross Community Center is a refuge from the streets for neighborhood children. And thanks to a grant from the Ball Brothers Foundation, the center has a new full-time director. Deanna Wagoner started just a few months ago, and the Ross Center has more programs and visitors now.
The Ross Community Center is on the south side of Muncie. Right to our north is the old GM plant, which is now completely leveled. And so we have a concrete jungle, I guess, back there that needs development. And, you know, when it went, it took many jobs with it. We have a lot of working poor that live here. You know, many of the people are working, but they have minimum wage jobs or part-time jobs, you know, just barely being able to make ends meet.
Is this okay if we go? Is this your office?
Go ahead.
Describe for people, because some folks, we all live in our own little bubble, right? Mm-hmm. And so if we're not from around here, we don't necessarily realize the stresses that families are under and the things, the challenges that people have.
Poverty is rampant here. We have, like I said, a lot of people that are working very low-paying jobs or not working, unemployed, disabled. We, you know, for the kids in particular, we have a lot of kids that are coming home to empty homes. We have a lot of kids being raised by grandparents. We do have a lot of parents who are incarcerated. We have a drug problem that is evident. I mean, I have kids that will tell me, young kids tell me, you know, about the drugs that their parents are using. And, you know, it's if it weren't for the Ross Center, I don't know what kind of vision they would have for themselves, you know, other than what they're seeing at home. You know, that's my goal, is to give them, open up the world to them so that they can see something a little bit beyond what they're seeing in normal everyday life.
And you have various kinds of programming here. I think you have some tutoring.
Mm-hmm.
You have some of the college students who come down.
Yeah, we have Ball State students who come down. We rely heavily on them, and they're great. And we have some Ball State professors that come down and do different programs, the Money Mondays.
Money Mondays.
Yes.
Tell me about that.
Okay, I love this program. And I was a little surprised that it took off like it did, but the kids that are involved in it love it. It's a financial literacy program, and also just teaches about economy. The kids develop their own business. They produce. They either services or goods, and they actually do make things that they're going to be selling. And then we'll have our first market day. They're very excited about it, and we have a good group that's coming down and excited to be a part of it.
When you're in services like this, is it kind of a balancing thing? On the one hand, you hear some pretty discouraging stories about life, and then on the other hand, you see things that give you hope.
It can be discouraging. Even today, as I was going on my walk in the neighborhood, you know, just looking at the state of some of the houses and the buildings, I think, wow, you know, that in itself can be discouraging. But the kids and, you know, the other people, we have a senior citizens group. Those guys are great. They give me hope. We have some kids that have some wonderful leadership skills that I think, boy, if you can get those targeted in the right direction, you can do anything you want to do. You know, and they've learned good skills, too, on how to survive, how to, you know, be successful.
Have you seen changes in anybody here that...
When I just started last August, and we had a pretty small group that were coming. In fact, if we look at the actual statistics, our average daily attendance went from 18 to 27 point something. So that's a 50% gain. And that tells me something right there. There's some reason why people are coming here. But to look at the kids, it took them a while to develop trust. Took them a while for me to earn their respect. And I think that is the change that I've seen. It's like they want to trust, they want to have structure, but they're hesitant. You know, they hold back a little bit, but once you win them over, they're yours. And I can see that they're starting to feel safe, and that's the change that I've seen.
What do you mean you had to win their trust?
We have, I'm thinking of the teens in particular now. There are a couple of the teens that really at first would push the boundaries, well, too far. And, you know, I had to learn how to be extremely firm and say, nope, this is not acceptable. And had to, you know, say, you've got to stay away for a while. You're not allowed back in here until you learn how to be more respectful.
Deanna Wagner, named full-time director of the Ross Community Center in Muncie's Southside Avondale neighborhood 6 months ago. We thought it would be a good time to check in and see how they're doing. In our next segment, being able to relate to challenges of the neighborhood because of her own struggle with tough times. We'll be back to Indiana Weekend in a few minutes, but first, here are a couple of friends of the station to tell you how your support makes this show and all your favorite IPR programs possible.